ATR mobile.
What's those good mass consumables? W2T sitting at home.
And they're always wonderful people over there. They really are. That's Bernice over there coughing a little bit. Let me turn the radio down, Rusty. And she had a hot beef sandwich, which is it's so big it's enough to choke a horse. So she's bringing home some. And I got a Ultimate Club, which isn't bad. I think it was $8.75 or something like that. And I didn't get the meal to eat. And so I only ate half the sandwich, bringing the other home. It was really enjoyable, and those are just nice folks over there, Rusty. And you can always figure on a nice home-cooked meal over there. And by the way, if that station comes on the air and you need to work it, I wouldn't try it the first, you know, couple of days or so, because it'll be a mess. But you're welcome to come over to the house and use mine if you think it'd be any better.
You're a little bit higher up than I am, because I'm down in a gully over here, really. And your place would probably be better, but, you know, it's probably going to be, since I'm leaving next week, it'll be, you know, hopefully I can run into my buddy down there in Jacksonville and run over to his house, because he's got a nice setup down there. N4QKK, I don't know whether he checks into the South Carolina single sideband net sometimes, so. And he's a pretty good guy, and he and I usually meet up when I go down there. We'll go out and eat lunch somewhere and sit down and just BS and talk about ham radio and a little bit of everything going down the line, you know?
This is N0TR. Well, I needn't tell you, it's very difficult to get the split on those guys. And I've been using my Carolina Wyndham. I gotta check that out when I get home. Seems like when it rains, the SWR will go a little bit high, and that amplifier, if it goes over 3:1, it'll pop. And it doesn't hurt it, it just protects itself. But I love that Super Loop. Dave Watson put my first one up, and that's been my choice ever since. And I think Bill said it had about a 4 dB gain, so it's, everybody else says they're like a two-element beam or something. Nonetheless, it works. But, you know, the Carolina Wyndham, I talked way down in there last night, Antarctica and one other place. If it'll get Antarctica, right off the top of my head, I don't know where Beauvais at down there, but it's way down south, I think, in it, rushing.
I'm looking at it on the map. Yeah, it's down. It's way down that way. And it gets down, way down there. Now, talking about Antarctica, I got a friend of mine, a barbershop buddy of mine. He and his dad are on a cruise down to Antarctica right now.
Gee, I don't know what happened. We send your old TR.
I don't know either, because I'm sitting right here and everything seems to be going good. I don't see any problem. And I'll maybe just, I let my finger off too much, but, now I'd
say it's just stoplight. And there's a lot of wires here, high voltage and PLCs for the lights and all. As soon as I get around the corner here in about, 30 seconds, I'll try you again. I send your OTR.
Okay, I probably doubled with, be here, W2T.
I think the repeater was at fault. It just, dropped out or... The fact of my location, am I back in there now, Rusty?
You're sounding good to me.
Yeah, you come back. It's right there at that first stoplight south of our house after you cross Lake Cunningham. So there's a lot of electrical there and electronics. Anyways, yeah, I'm passing underneath another high voltage, so probably 13,800 volts or so. It never had a problem in this area. But the Carolina Wyndham has a lot of lobes on it, and I haven't used it extensively, but it's 265 feet long, so it ought to do good. And so far it has. I'm pleased with it, but given the choice, I always go back to the old familiar Super Loop. That's it's just a great antenna.
Put one of those up, and mine broke, and I never was able to get it fixed and get it back in the air. I wouldn't mind having mine back up in the air. It would be and all because of the way it loops down instead of being a loop all flat up in the air. It gives different patterns. So maybe one of these days I'll get the stuff and build me another one and get it back. Get somebody to help me get it back up in the air if I can find a couple of trees high enough to put it in.
Over here in my junk pile. And I don't know how much of it is there. I think everything but the ballon. I don't know if I give you a ballon or not, but it's down there, and so that's probably all it would need. And you can have it, but it's a good antenna. And the more you have up on top of the trees, the more chance you got of it coming down. And with the Super Loop, you don't, because you got ropes at each end of it to suspend that upside down diamond, shall we say. And then I put a little weight on the ladder line. It's just 29 feet, 8 inches, I think. And run it through an eye. And then it can go up and down on the side of the tree that I have it secured to with the wind. But it always comes back. I got a good ballon on it. And I don't know why it just seems like the moisture in it. It's got a weep hole in the ballon, but I'll take it down the spring, take a look at it, and see if I see anything. But really, there's nothing to short out to the trees.
What does that take for a ballon? A 4-to-1 or what?
Yeah, a 4-to-1 current ballon. It's got to be a current ballon, whereas the Wyndham takes a voltage ballon.
Yeah, I've got that. See, that's what's on my loop up here is a 4-to-1 current ballon, and that's up in the up there in the trees, and that's a 4-to-1 current ballon. And it does a good job of it, so, you know, I've got a ballon, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I opened it up here a while back just to take a look at it, because I thought maybe something had blown it, but everything looked good inside, so I just sealed it back up and, you know, went on with it, so it seems to be working, you know.
I've had very little trouble with them. I changed it over to that insulated seven strand real good copper clad steel, whereas I made one of them out of 14 gauge, and I think the one I got here in the junk box is probably 12 gauge, and it just didn't last quite as long, but I don't know, I bet it was up there 4, 5, 6 years, so I can't complain. And but I would highly recommend using that I forget number 53 silky or whatever it is. I have the invoice from it for when I redone my 160 meter vertical, and it works good too. But I put regular copper-clad steel up there, and it broke within about 2 weeks from the wind, so this silky is what I call it. It's excellent.
But that's something I've never done, is I've never built a ballon either, and I've talked to 2 or 3 people who have built them, and theirs have always seemed to do what they needed them to do and work good, so... you know, that's one thing I've never anticipated trying to do is building a ballon. And I know several folks who build their own all the time and say it's not that big of a deal. You just got to sit there and make sure you get your turns correct inside the case. So, you know, maybe one of these days I'll make a try at doing something like that and getting everything just right like it's supposed to and see. But anyway, well, I'm trying to mess around over here, not doing a whole lot, just trying to get a couple of things done. And I've got something that just came in on the computer for something else I got to go try to straighten out. Not my fault. Somebody else messed it up, but yours truly gets to straighten it out. So, in anyway, I'll catch up to you a little bit later, Tom. You and Bernice have a safe trip back to the house, and, you know, keep those mass consumables where you can get to them, because you may want a snack later.
Okay, Rusty. Bear in mind, when you make something like that and you put that antenna up and how much effort it is to get it up there, if it don't work, oh my, I'd just soon buy a Botten one, and from Wire Design, they're excellent. But there's a lot of good balance out there. Wireman's got them and whatnot, and you, apparently you got one. But that has to be a very certain kind of material that the core's made out of in there. And it's sort of like a ferrite bead, only it's big. And I'm no expert on them by any means, so if somebody wants to correct me, that's fine. But I just decided I wasn't going to try to build one. They don't look like they're complicated. They look like a transformer. Anyways, talk to you later, Rusty. We are home and sitting in the drive. W2T and 0TR clear.
Okay, well, I do know that you can buy a kit from the Wireman to build them with, so it's not, you know, it's not that big a deal. Anyway, you and Bernice, take it easy. I'm glad to hear she's being able to get out and about and doing things, so y'all take it easy, and I'll talk to you later, Tom, if you're not careful. N0TR, W2T, clear.